As Wall Street's tumbles continue to hurt his presidential campaign, last night John McCain proposed during the debate a $300 billion plan authorizing the Treasury Secretary to buy the mortgages of homeowners in financial trouble and replace them with more affordable loans. Senior policy advisor Douglas Holtz Eakin today spoke to reporters to give more details about the plan.
Mechanically, the initiative is very simple. A homeowner would initiate the process by calling a mortgage broker or other originator and basically saying, I'd like to refinance my home, and they would start the underwriting process, verify incomes. This is an opportunity as well to make sure the program has in it appropriate checks to make sure that government money is not being given to folks who are not primary homeowners, who don't have adequate income, or otherwise in the initial purchase of their home didn't provide valid information. These authorities could then be used to retire the existing loan. The FHA would issue a guaranteed 30-year fixed-rate mortgage at a manageable interest rate. The homeowner would stay in the home. Their financial burden would be relieved. The valuation of the existing loan would be resolved. There would be no longer a threat of default or diminished capacity to repay. That would stabilize financial markets. And the taxpayer's contribution would be, in some cases, the difference between the values of those two loans, something which would be the necessity for taxpayer contribution.
McCain announced the plan while responding to a question from an audience member at the debate. Some analysts criticized not the proposal itself, but the way McCain introduced it. An Associated Press reporter asked Holtz Eakin why he didn't introduce the legislation when Congress was debating the $700 billion financial bailout package.
As it became clear that the appropriate authorities are in the legislation, the question becomes, how does he, as president, instruct his Secretary of Treasury and other agency officials to use those authorities? And this strikes him as the best way to do that. It's reflective of the home plan he put out months ago, which was a voluntary refinancing plan of a much smaller scale. It's reflective of the financial stabilization approach he put out prior to the bailout bill. But the political realities were that we had to get the bill through Congress, and he participated in the most constructive way possible in that effort.
Holtz Eakin said McCain hopes his plan will offset some of the $700 billion to purchase securities in the market. And he said that even if homeowners were delinquent on their mortgages and were facing resets, they would be eligible for the plan. When asked where the $300 billion would come from, Holtz Eakin said it could come from a number of places and not necessarily from the $700 billion bailout.
In the Hope for Homeowners Dodd-Frank legislation, there was $300 billion in authority for refinancing given to the FHA. That would certainly play in this. There's also the $700 billion available to the Treasury for direct purchases. One would hope that we would not have to use all of that money, and certainly by stabilizing home values and mortgage values would relieve the need for the Secretary to use that authority.